out. They ain't no going back now. 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 Yeah, I'm ready to brawl.
Oh, I'm ready to brawl. Round two, let's go. But first, special thanks and apologies to Steve Rabideau, who is a big part of the reason that the brawl goes on. Without him, there is no brawl, as Seth is fond of saying. So it was an oversight in my previous one. So again, congrats to Steve and Seth on the success of Boker Brawl, this particular iteration. Steve actually gets to play in it because Steve is also going to be one of our WTC captains. So very exciting stuff. Again, sorry for the oversight. And without further ado, let's get back into the show. We are going through all of the Boker Brawl teams, and we're down to team number 9, Trust, Rush, Snow, and Taxes, or team Rush, Snow, and Taxes. So again, the three inevitabilities of winner. In this team, we have Storm Legion, we have 5th Division Kador, we have Dark Operations, we have Dusk, and Dark Host. So let's get into the list, starting off with Storm Legion. Storm Legion brings us a pairing of Anson Wolf and Sparkhammer. So the Wolf list is pretty standard fare. You got your double Corsair, you've got your Striker with Bombard, you've got your Striker with Heavy Mag Bolter and Hammer. Again, the two Legionnaire officers, Tyson Voss, triple Legionnaires, there's triple Storm Blades, double Storm Guard, single Storm Thrower, Blessings of the God, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell. Not breaking too much new ground there. Solid, solid Anson Wolf list. In the Sparkhammer list, we see a Striker with Voltalic Halberd. In Power Fist, we've got a General, double officers, Specialist Tyson Voss. We choose Violence with 4 weather stations, a Zephyr, 4 Stormcaller units, double Lances, and Storm Vanes. Defenses of Triple Barrier, Careful Reconnaissance, defenses Hit and Run, Old Faithful, and Power Swell for the list itself. Some fun stuff going on here. 4 weather stations is definitely the choice of Violence, as are 4 Stormcaller units. Like the list quite a bit. Very offensively minded. A lot of output there. You've got the Lances to be hyper annoying. The Zephyr does a surprising amount of work, particularly with its 10-inch aura, and the Disruption Gun is not to be underestimated, particularly with the prevalence of War Machine factions. So, good solid list pairing here. Again, Signar, or Storm Legion Signar, is proven to be one of the bells of the teams. Most of the teams are bringing at least one. We haven't seen a double up yet there. We are seeing some pretty stark list diversity, which is really enjoyable to see, particularly in Prime, which has been, at least for the first 18 months, was not as quite as diverse. But as these cadres are coming in, as these Apotheosis casters are coming in, you're starting to see some real shifts and real decisions that are having to be made by teams, and that's exciting. Onward to Kador's 5th Division, so some blasts from the past. We have Andrei Malkov, the Rager of Victor, a Winter Guard carriage, a Apprentice Kartikoff with a Rager, a War Dog, Winter Corps artillery captain, Yuri the Axe, Grey Lord Tenorin, the Kossite Woodsman, unit of Winter Guard infantry, 3 units of Winter Guard Rocketeer, Blessing the Gods, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, and Sentry Duty. And then this is backed up by the Butcher with a Growler Ruin, Apprentice Kovnik Kartikoff with a Decimator, Joseph Grigorovich, a War Dog, Commando Flamethrowers, Kossite Woodsman, Widowmaker Scouts, 3 units of Winter Guard Rifle Corps, and 3 units of Winter Guard Rockets, Blessing of the Gods, Duck and Cover, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Sentry Duty. So Kador doing a lot of fun Kador things in the 5th Division list. Good blast from the past. Good mix of list there. It's going to be a tough some tough questions to answer for teams It's going to be putting your thinking cap on and remembering what 5th Division does and double checking what 5th Division does in the new packet. So some fun stuff there. We have Dark Operations. In this Dark Ops, we have Exelon Thexis, Double Subduer Wrecker Carver, Double Cephalix Agitator, Dr. Sturgis, 3 Machine Wraiths, a Dominator and Tactical Arcanist Corps, 2 Mindbenders and Drudges, 2 Mindslavers and Drudges, and a Cephalix Overlord. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Savagery. This is backed up by Siphon. In the Siphon list, we've got Triple Subduer, Single Warden, Single Wrecker, again, Carver, Double Agitator, Dr. Stygis, Double Machine Wraith, Pistol, and 2 units of Mindbender and Drudges with Arcane Forces, Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, and Savagery. Again, Double Pig in the pairing. Very strong addition to Cephalix. I think it helps quite a bit in the overall game for them. Again, Magnus tended to take this spot in the previous iterations. Interesting to see how Carver works out. We'll see if these lists eventually go back to Magnus, or we see one of the lists drift back to Magnus. But again, just a module they could make a lot of work out of. Very, very strong pairing here with Dark Operation. Bringing us around the corner is Dusk. We have Seraphel. We have an Eidolon with Force Barrier, Dawnblade, Duskblade, Vortex Cannon. We have Ghast with Arcanode, Heavy Blade Fist, and Battle Shield. We have Israfel with Standard Kit. We have Dysus, Void Engine, a Void Shaper, Dreadguard Archers, Double Dreadguard Cav, Seeker Adepts, and Soulless Guardians with the Seeker Warden, Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Infiltration, Old Faithful, Power Swell. Again, we're seeing the Duskblade tech continuing on, and we're seeing a tendency to this Eidolon to have Force Barrier as opposed to Blight. It is something that is trending in these lists, which is interesting note. This is paired with Helleth again. This has sort of been the primary pairing for a lot of the Dusk. We have seen quite a bit of Tyrus sightings as well, but a lot of Seraphel and a lot of Helleth, which is a pairing that I'm here for. I think Helleth does quite a lot of good things into the meta in general, and Seraphel is just has to be answered. Does a lot of things really well. Telekinesis and Force Hammer are quite tasty individual spells, combined with the steady, the overall presence, the feet. It's a good package. In the Helleth list again, Israfel, we've got Carver, the Dreadguard Sire, Dysus, we have a Void Engine, Void Shaper, Double Archers, Single Dreadguard Cavalry, Seeker Adepts, Soulless Guardian, Seeker Warden, Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Spotters. These two are sort of the archetypical lists that I'm seeing throughout in the Dusk pairing. At least one of these two is sort of present, where you've got Eidolon, Israfel, Arcanode for Cyrophel's battle group with the double cav, and then some combination of a Void Engine and some number of either Guardians or Blade Masters, with the rest kind of filling in. And then on the Helleth side, you see some combination of Heavy Infantry mixed with Carver and Israfel, maybe another Jack occasionally, just to round out. So good stuff here by the Dusk player. We go on to Dark Host. With the Dark Host list, we see Gorshade with a Desolator, Nightmare, Sepulchre, a Stalker, Banelord Tartarus, Old Grim, double Bane Warriors, each with Officer and Standard, and then a Widow Shadow Combine. This is paired up with Bane Witch Agathon, or Agathea, double Desiccator, Quad Stalker, Banelord Tartarus, double Soul Trapper, double Bane Rider, 2 units of Bane Warriors with Officer and Standard. Arcane Forces, Grave Robbing, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Drew Inspiration. I'm going to be honest, a little odd not to see Scabrous here. Not a bad thing. I think both of these lists are very interesting. They ask very different questions than you'd expect from Dark Host typically. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think in the way that this team is sort of constructed, they provide an interesting offset to some of what the other players are bringing. And so this is a clear example of building the lists with the team in mind, and not necessarily just bringing the best list, quote unquote, that a particular prime faction can. Or legacy prime faction can produce. It's producing the best list for the team and the team composition. So I really like this sort of deep cut choice that we have here with Agathon and then a little bit of the Gore Shade. So very cool. Good luck to Team Rust Snow and Taxes. Moving on to the Buy Round, which is a phenomenal name for a team. Because you'll never know if you're getting the buy round or if you're getting the buy round. Although there is an even number of teams at the start here, so should avoid any buys. Buy round is consistent. Consists of an Orgoth player, a Storm Legion player, a Storm of the North player. We see a Blindwater Congregation, so we got Gators, and rounding it out with Dusk. So again, that 3-2 configuration of Mark IV armies to Legacy Prime. So jumping right into the Orgoth, our Orgoth player has a Sabbath list consisting of a Jackal with a hunting rifle and pneumatic spike with an Arc Node, another Jackal with Arc Node, Mace, and Clawed Fist. We've got Moloch, we've got a Ravager, we've got Eilish Garrity, we've got a Keeper, we've got a Commander. We've got a Siege Trask, we've got Therian Vanek, we've got a Forge Master, we've got Reaver Skirmishers without any UA, just pure naked skirmishers. We have unit of Rock Harriers, unit of Barragers, and Warwitch Coven. Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. Let's talk about this list, because this list is going a lot of different spots. And it's interesting. The configuration of the Arc Node, Hunting Rifle, and Pneumatic Spike, I can honestly say is not one that I've ever considered. But it's an interesting bit of tech. Again, you've got a gun that can reach out early. You have a sustained hitting power 12, gives you the 2-inch reach. It's a lot of jank in a small package. Then you just have the standard tried and true Arc Node with Mace and Clawed Fist. You got Moloch. Moloch is honestly just a unit I have not, or just a jack I have not been able to get a lot of work out of. I don't think he does tremendously more than something else for the points. Really, for the points, I'd rather have just a Scything Claw or Scything Flail and Claw. Tyrant with Helexus for that same 17. I'd rather have the additional module. Ravener is fine. I think single Ravener with Sabbath is definitely a consideration. I've experimented with it a bit and continue to experiment with it. Again, the Ravener can just do terrible things if it gets somewhere, and she does the best job of getting it somewhere. It's the fueling it that's the biggest issue. At least on the initial, because it does detract from her ability to cast additional spells. Eilish Garrity is fine. I normally just go double Reaver Commander, but Eilish Garrity is fine. He does make your Moloch hit a little bit more consistently because he gives you the access to Puppet Master as opposed to just the warrior only reroll that the commander gives. But the commander gives some other this has some other battle plans that are sometimes more relevant. Keeper's always good in a list. Commander's always good in a list. Siege Trask feels way out of place in this list. I see a little bit of what they're attempting to do. They're going to try and protect things a little bit with the Mortal Fear. We get the Grave Robbing to enable it. You're going to use that harpoon a bit to try and be cheeky and pull something over. Fun thing is the Siege Trask can pull over a big pig. So that is a little bit of thing to think about and understand because he's huge. He's a extra large base, and the big pig is an extra large base, so can enable you to come over and sort of knock some things loose if they don't protect the big pig from getting moved around too much. Therion Vanek, always good. Forge Master, always fine. Helps Moloch quite a bit. The Reaver Skirmishers, always good with Sabreth. They provide a lot of flexibility for the list. I've been running them more and more. The fact that they have Prowl and she has Fog of War gives some natural synergy. Rock Harriers or Rock Stars. Oko Barragers also pretty well Rock Stars. They do a lot of stuff in the scenario game. Repo 3 and Speed 6 are the real workhorses. The fact that they've got POW 14s at Rat 6, generally relevant. Can do some spot removal for you, but generally they're just going to be a good piece in the scenario game, and they're more difficult to dislodge than you'd think, and Warwitch Coven to help fuel everything. I just don't think you get as much mileage out of Moloch as you do breaking him into a Warjack and Halexus, but that's me. If it's working for the player, it's working for the player. So go on to Hrusk. We have a very interesting Hrusk list here, which is Jackal with Arknode, Mason Claw, Jackal with Arknode, Hunter Rifle, and Clawed Fist, double Groton Champion, single Groton Keeper, Reaver Commander, Therion Vanek, double Nashor, double Rock Harriers, double Orcur Axers, single Orcur Barragers. Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Swell, Savagery, True Inspiration. This is a lot of beef to bring to the table, and I'm here for it. Big, big fan of this style of list where you're bringing maximum utilization of the feet. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. True Inspiration means 9. Means 9 of your modules will benefit from 4 plus tough. On the feet turn, everything is exceedingly aggressive here. I like the double Jackal, the sort of the minimalist battle group, especially with all the beef that you're bringing to do your bidding. My one note would be going down the champion to bring in Halexus, but I can understand not bringing in Halexus if you don't want to run in this list the Grave Robber card. Because you are pretty hit up for courage. You're running Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Swell, Savagery, and True Inspiration. So it does sort of limit your options there, but does free up a point to maybe upgrade here or there on a Jackal, but not a huge piece. This list I like quite a bit. I've been tinkering something close to it again. I've been running Halexus as opposed to the second champion. In that particular build, although in one of the builds I'm just down to one unit in Ashers and I go for a few more of the solos. But no, it's a very interesting list from that standpoint and that side. Jumping on over to Storm Legion. Here we see a combo of Huxley and Sparkhammer. So getting new guys some time to shine. We've got Triple Corsair in the Huxley list, with Heavy Storm Thrower and Voltaic Punching Spike. You've got on the Strikers, you got Double Striker with Relentless Charge, Voltaic Halberds, and Heavy Mag Bolters. Double Officer, Double Sharpshooter, Double Weather Station, Arcane Mechanics, and Storm Lance Legionnaires. Defenses with Barrier Spike Trap, Blessing of the Gods, Defenses Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. Then on the Sparkhammer side, you've got a Striker with Voltaic Hammer, Power Fist. You've got the General. Double Officers, Tyson Voss. Triple Weather Station. Single Zephyr, four units of Storm Callers. Double Lance Legionnaires. Single unit of Storm Veins. Defenses of Barrier, Spike Trap, Barrier. Blessing of the Gods, Defenses, Hit and Run. Savagery and Spotters are your cards. Again, very, very aggressive lists here. Out of Signar, very different pairing. Again, works very well in the team environment, the matchup process. This makes it a really difficult decision for the opponent as to who they drop into. This particular Signar gives the Signar player a lot of outs and really sets you up to be able to do some nasty things with your Orgoth, Dusk, and the rest of the crew. Moving right along to Storm of the North. Storm of the North, we got Kolgrimma, and we've got Borka. In the Cold Grima list, we have a Glacier King, a Dire Troll Mauler, a Fellcaller Hero, a Northkin Shaman, Northkin Champion, a Rune Bearer, a Evolka the Curseborn, Double Bear Handlers and Battle Bears, Krillstone, Northkin Elders, Single Unit of Champions, and Scaldi with defenses of Double Fire Pit Barrier, Arcane Forces, Defenses, Infiltration, Power Swell, and Sentry Duty. And then Borka is running a Dire Mauler, two Double Earthborn Dire Trolls, a Fellcaller Hero, Trollkin Champion, Rune Bearer, Volka the Curseborn, Double Bear Handlers and Battle Bears, Krill Stone Bearer and Stone Scribes, Northkin Elder, and double units of Champions, one with Scaldi Bonehammer. Defenses of Barrier, Barrier, Fire Pit, Blessing the Gods, Defenses, Power Swell, Sapper, and Savagery. So just some standard Fair Storm of the North. You got the Glacier King on the Cold Grima. So all good things there. And just another beefy list that people have to go through. It's going to play very well into the scenario game that we have at present. Pretty flexible in their build. Allows the team to go pretty wide. And you're going to be eating clock to try to get through that list. Which is exactly what you want, especially in a team environment. For Blindwater, we've got the combo of Barnabas and Jaga Jaga. So in the Barnabas list, we've got Bone Swarm, a Drokodile, Bog Trog Mistspeaker. We've got a Gatorman Witch Doctor. We've got Kawaka Slick Spine and Gub, Croak Sorcerers. We have Magnus and Invictus. Undermire Chief, Blackhide Wrestler, Triple Void Leeches, Double Croak Trappers, Gatorman Boilmaster and Spirit Cauldron, and a Gatorman Bulkur and Bog Trog Swamp Shamblers, Breakthrough, Grave Robber Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Savagery. And then on the Jaga Jaga side, we've got Double Iron Spitters, Bog Trog Mistspeaker, Captain Crawtooth, Carver Ultimus. We've got Gatorman Witch Doctor, we've got Kowak Slickspine and Gub, Croak Sorcerers, Under Chef Meyer, Blackhide Wrestler, Avoid Leech, Bog Trog, and Ambushers, and Double Gatorman Posse, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Infiltration, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. So again, two big threat style lists here. With Barnabas, you've got the Drokodile, you've got Magnus as a 1-2 punch combo. Or you pick your poison with Jaga Jaga, who's going to shoot you to death with Iron Spitters and Carver. So a lot of fun in these lists here. Nice hard puzzle being placed up by Blindwater as always. And then to round out the team, we've got Dusk. We have Hazeroth checking in and Cyrophel. So in the Hazeroth list, we have an Eidolon with Flight, Force Fist, Force Shield, and Force Cannon. We have a second Eidolon with Forced Fist, Force Shield, and Vortex Cannon. We have a Ghast with Reposition, Heavy Blade Fist, and Force Slash. We have a second Eidolon with Reposition, Heavy Blade Fist, and Force Slash. And we have Israfeld. We have Dysus, the Eye of Darkness. We have a Void Shaper, single unit of Dreadguard Cavalry. We've got four Seeker Adepts, two units of Soulless Guardians, each with a Seeker Warden. Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Power Swell, Put the Fires Out, and Sapper. Very interesting list. I like the inclusion of the Old Man. I am a fan of Hazeroth. I think there is something there, and I think this list goes about him in the most interesting way possible, which I think is a large battle group, which Dusk typically does not run, but with the changes to the Eidolons in the January update, mainly getting to Mat 7, they become a much more interesting bit of tech. The loadouts here are pretty interesting. I like the cheap ghasts, and those are going to be a little more difficult to remove than you think, and with the reposition, they can get into some very interesting positions. The Force Slash also gives you some interesting play on scenario, and at 7 points, it's a fun little module that can be really annoying for your opponent. You've got the Dreadguard, the single unit of Dreadguard Cav to keep the opponent honest. You've got Soulless Guardians to keep you from being shot off the map. A lot of fun here. Then you have Cyrophel, and again we see Cyrophel with a Force Barrier Head, a Dawn Blade, Force Shield, Vortex Cannon, Eidolon. We see Irzerfeld, we see a Dreadguard Sire, Isis, the Eye of Darkness, we got a Void Engine, we've got double Void Shaper, hello, double Dreadguard Cav, a single unit of Seeker Adepts, Soulless Guardian with Seeker Wardens, and another unit of Soulless Guardians with Seeker Warrior, Seeker Wardens, with a Seeker Warden. Defenses of Triple Barrier, we have Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Defenses, Duck and Cover, and Put Out the Fires. This is a very interesting Cyrophel list. Notably, again, we see the pattern of at least two Eidolons in the Cyrophel build. I think this is absolutely correct. The interesting tweaks here are the Double Void Shaper. And Double Void Shaper I like quite a bit because, again, they do have a POW 13 cannon that auto shadow binds, which is not nothing. Additionally, they're giving reroll to the Void Engine. They're giving a reroll potentially to the Eidolon or Israfel. They're providing some healing. They do some pretty neat stuff for the list. Overall, you're able to protect everything with the Guardians. You've got double cats, which are always a menace. Just a good overall list, good overall pairing. With the one additional note on the Hazeroth is they didn't sell out for doing all of these jacks and then all of the cav. They have a single unit, which means they can extend its life pretty well without taxing Hazeroth too extensively, which is, I think, exactly what you want to do. You just want to make it annoying. You don't want to make it the reason for playing him be the Invocations of Dusk. It's sort of a bonus bit, and this takes advantage of the bonus bit, keeps the opponent honest, and lets you do some fun things with the lack of cats, or without having to have the double cat in there and sort of mess up your points. So this is the buy round. Very cool team. Good luck to them on their Bokur journey. Onward to the corpse tokens. In this particular team, we have Brine Bloods, we have Dusk, we have Armored Core. We've got Infernals, and we have Orgoth. So let's get into the lists. On Brine Bloods, we have a pairing of Admiral Boomhowler and Captain Firequill. On the Boomhowler side, we have triple Deepborn Dire Troll. In that, we've got one of the Dire Trolls with Deep Dweller, Spearback, Anchor, and Shark Gauntlet. We have a second of the Dire Trolls has Cantankerous, Lunker, Hammerhead Skull, Hammerhead, and Shark Skull Gauntlet. And then the third is Cantankerous Minnow with Anchor and Shark Skull Gauntlet. We have a Reef Troll with Matey, the Grog Cask, Cutlass, and Ship's Wheel. Double Booty Boss, Stormjaw, Madame Moriarty. Two units of Marauder Crew, each with a Bosun. Two additional Marauder Crew, each with a Tapper. And a unit of Pig Boarding Crew, Blessing the Gods, Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Power Swell, and Savagery. And then on Fire Quill, we've got a Dire Troll with Bellower, Minnow, Anchor, and Squid Blaster. We've got another Dire Troll with Bellower, Minnow, Anchor, and Squid Blaster. We've got a third Dire Troll with Cantankerous, Lunker, Hammerhead, and Crabnet. We've got double Reef Troll, each with Gunner, Far Strike, Ship's Gun, one with a Boarding Axe, and one with the Ship's Wheel. We've got Madame Moriarty. We've got double Pig Cannon. We've got two units of Marauder Crew with a Tapper, one unit of Marauder Crew with a Quartermaster, and a Pig Galley Crew to round out the list. Blessing the Gods, Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Power Swell, and Savagery. This is a very heavy, intensive Fire Quill list. Like that quite a bit. A little bit of a different take on Fire Quill. The Boomhowler one's a little more stock standard. Like a lot of what it has going on. From that respect, onward to Dusk. So in our Dusk list, we have, surprise, surprise, Seraphel, and we have Helleth. So in the Seraphel list, we see a little bit of a departure. We see double Eidolon, one with Flight, Dawn Blade, Force Shield, and Vortex Cannon. The second with Flight, Null Blade, Dusk Blade, and Vortex Cannon. Ghast with Arc Node, Heavy Blade Fist and Light Blade. Izzerfeld with Serpentine Blade, or Izzerfeld with his standard loadout. Dicus, we have a Void Engine. We've got a unit of Dreadguard Archers, unit of Dreadguard Cavalry, Seeker Adepts, and double Soulless Guardians. We have Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Infiltration, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. We have Helleth with an Eidolon, Flight, Null Blade, Dusk Blade, and Force Cannon. We have Izrafel. We have Dicus, the Eye of Darkness. We have a Void Engine, double Archers, double Cav, single Seeker Adept, and double Soulless Guardians. Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Infiltration, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. Again, here we see double Dusk Blade between the two lists, anticipating an increase in the number of monstrosities, gives them some tools in the monstrosity fights with Dark Operations and now Orgoth. So definitely a spot where gives the team some flexibility and some real tools into some of these matchups. Like these lists quite a bit. Again, the Cyrophel Helleth matchup is sort of the list of Dusk currently. Onward to Armored Core for Kador. Armored Core, we've got Harkovich, we've got Double Conquest, and a Victor. So yes, a triple Colossus list. They did it, folks. They really did it. Love it. Love it just conceptually. If you're gonna do it, do it. Do it up. They've got a Bulkhead, a Greylord Forge Seer, a 5-man unit of Suppressor Tankers, unit of Battle Mechanics, and Commandant Atanas Arkanovich and Standard, Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Infiltration, Old Faithful, and Sentry Duty. And this is paired with Irusk, with Beastone 9, a Juggernaut, a Greylord Forge Seer, Manowar Dracoon, double Manowar Covenix, 2 Manowar Suppressor Tankers, unit of Battle Mechanics with Commandant Atanas Arkovich and Standard, a unit of Demo Corps with Sergeant Dragos Dragovich. We've got a unit of Manowars with Shock Trooper Officer. We got another unit of Manowar Shock Troopers and a third unit of Manowar Shock Troopers. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, and Savagery. So some hard-hitting Armored Core to say the least. Triple Colossus is just something that I want to see on the table just once. That is quite the list. And I'm here for it. I don't know how it does on scenario, but I do know it's going to blast whatever else is on the table. So see if you can chew through, see if you can chew through three of those big box boys. Rounding into the Infernals, we have Omadamos, again with a Guardian of Souls, double Tormentor, a single Howler. So that's the big change here compared to the other ones. This one does feature Princess Regina with a Foreboder. Has Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Power Swell, and Savagery. And then it is paired with Zadaroth. Zadaroth features the Lamenter, double Tormentor, and an Infernal Gate. Again, Princess Regina with a Foreboder. And again, single unit of Howlers, but does feature Crow's Cutthroats. Triple Barrier as the defenses. Blessing of the Gods, defenses, Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, Power Swell are your cards of note. And coming into home stretch here, we have our Orgoth, the Orgoth pairing. We have Hurusk, and we have Sabreth. In the Hurusk list, we have Moloch. We have a Relentless Charge, Scything Flail, Quad Bolter, Quad Bolt Thrower, Tyrant, and we have a second one of those Tyrants with Relentless Charge, Scything Flail, and Quad Bolt Thrower. We have Molgrith. We have a Reaver Commander. We have a Siege Tarrasque. We have Therian Vanek. We have double Forge Master, single unit of Ulquhar Axers, single unit of Barragers, double unit of Warwitch Coven, Breakthrough, Grave Robbing, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and True Inspiration. So very interesting list here. You've got the Scything Flail Quad Bolt Thrower Tyrant, which is a tyrant that I have experimented with a bit. I want to experiment some more with it. It does a lot of neat things, adding the Siege Tarrasque for the additional Mortal Fear armor if you can get it into the right matchups. Does do quite a bit for you. It does mean you're a little light on infantry, which is represented again by only having the Ulquhars, which is really your melee option. But you've got the barragers as a little bit of backup to be able to go to a far-flung objective and still project threat. It's an interesting list. The weakest part of it is the Moloch. And again, that's one where I just make him into a different tyrant and put in Halexus, which would also give me a fifth solo. But again, that's some personal bias that I have against Moloch, and at least how he has generally performed for me. If they're getting more work out of him, good for them. But generally, he's not been well enough for me. Then we've got Sabreth. Sabreth has a Jackal with an Arc Node, Mace, and Assault Shield. We have a Moloch. We have a Hunter-headed Tyrant with Scything Flail and Quad Bolt Thrower. We have another Tyrant with Relentless Charge, Scything Flail, and Cannon Shield. We have Magnus and Invictus. We have Molgrith. We have a Reaver Commander. We have double Vulkhor Forge Master, single unit of Reaver Skirmishers, and Warwitch Coven. Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Grave Robbing, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. There's some interesting bits in the Jax here. I do like things. He just has the one Arc Node. That he's got the assault shield on it to make it last a little bit longer. You've got the cannon shield on one of the Scything Flail Tyrants. You've got the quad bolt thrower on the other. You've got Magnus and Invictus. I am not the biggest Magnus and Invictus fan. They're fine. I don't think Sabreth does a ton for them outside of Crippling Grasp, which is fine. It does do something. I think Big Pig is potentially better in this list, but I mean Magnus is fine if you want to go that route. My personal opinion would be go more of the standard infantry and solos that Sabreth tends to have. You want to have, to me, you want to have some more units here. But with Magnus there, it's an interesting threat. You've got a lot of beef on the table. It's can you make that beef matter? For your opponent and tear through what they've got going on in a meaningful way. They've got Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Grave Robbing, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. This is a list because the amount of shields that it has, I'd be more interested in having the Siege Tarrasque over here to augment those shields than I would it really in the Hrusk list, even though it augments the feat a little bit. But that's some playstyle difference. So good luck to Corpse Tokens. They've got some interesting choices that they present to whoever's playing them. Then we have one of the greatest names in the history of Earth for a team. We have Aerosol Deodorant from Costco by the Pallet, which is a mouthful to say. Even more of a mouthful to probably deal with on the table. Here we see a Thornfall Alliance player. We see Storm Legion. We see Secret Dominion. We see Orgoth. And we see First Army Signar. So is our first technical double Signar, not our first technical double Signar, but our first with a First Army and a Storm Legion together on the field. So let's get into the list and see how it works out. For Thornfall Alliance, we have Midas with double Gunboar, double Warhog. We have a Goblin Tinker. We have Magnus and Invictus. We have Trag. Feral Bone Grinders, three units of Commandos, a unit of Slaughterhousers, and a unit of Valkyries, Arcane Forces, Careful Reconnaissance, High Alert, Put Out the Fires and Savagery. We've got Dr. Arcadius, Quad Gunboar, a Splatterboar, Double Warboar, Alton Ashley. We've got a Gobber Tinker, we have Trog, we have four Feral Bone Grinders, or sorry, two Feral Bone Grinders. We've got a unit of Commandos and two units of Valkyries, Arcane Forces, Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Infiltration, and Sapper. So a lot of fun stuff here. It does feel like a bit of a miss that the Thornfall Alliance player is not playing Carver, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They can play Magnus the Unstoppable, but it is a little bit of a flavor fail, we'll just say. On to Signar. We have Athena DeBarrow paired up with Adept Sparkhammer. In the DeBarrow list, we see a single shield guard Corsair with a broadsword electrified shield. We've got a Voltaic Halberd Stryker with galvanic shield. We see the general. We see Carver. We see Kruger. We see double legionnaire officers. We see single mechanics, double legionnaire lance, double storm lances, and single storm blade legionnaire. Blessing of the gods, careful reconnaissance, old faithful, power swell, and savagery. So some fun stuff going on here. Like the inclusion of Carver quite a bit. Love the inclusion of of Kruger. A nice 1-2 punch. Then we've got a spark hammer again with a single corsair. We've double corsair, one corsair with broadsword and electrified shield, the other with mag bolter and electrified shield. We've got the general, we've got Kruger, double officers, Tyson Voss, double weather station, single Zephyr, unit of mechanics, double storm callers, single storm vane. We have storm blade legionnaires with banner and storm guard legionnaires with banner. Breakthrough, hit and run, old faithful, power swell, and spotters. So again, a lot of variation, at least in the numbers of being what is being taken on the spark hammer side. On the DeBarro side, it's just pure debauchery that's across the board, including all kinds of things. I like the inclusion of Carver quite a bit in that list. So jumping on down to Secret Dominion, we've got Bradagast, triple walled guardian, triple walled right, single walled weird, well of Orbros, floor black clad stone shapers, a black head wayfarer, and double shifting stones. Blessing of the god, breakthrough, careful reconnaissance, hit and run, and savagery. And then we've got Balder the Stone Cleaver with a megalith, a walled guardian, a walled warden, a walled wrath, double stone shaper, single black head wayfarer, Kruger the storm seer with a walled right. A druid of Orbros, sifting stones, skinwalkers, and skinwalker alpha, blessing of the god, breakthrough, hit and run, power swell, and sentry duty. So again, here are sort of the best hits of Secret Dominion. Good looking list there. Jumping on to Orgoth, we've got a Hrusk list with jackal, pole arm, and a shalt shield. We have a tyrant with hunter, belcher, and quad bolt thrower. We have double keeper, we have Alexis, we have triple reaver commander, we have single storm forge master, we've got double nasher, single rock harriers, single axer, single barrager, and war witch coven. Careful reconnaissance, hit and run, power swell, put out the fires and true inspiration. Some fun stuff in this list. I am a big fan of a hunter belcher tyrant with Hrusk in the right sort of pairing and mindset. This again is what I like to see, a big bash of infantry with some speed there with the rock harrier, a good collection of solos, taking a lot of advantage of set defense, the reaver commanders along with the tactician that brings, potential for rerolls, gives you some good headspace to be in overall. The polearm assault shield arc node is an interesting choice. I kind of like it in the environment in which we find ourselves, again, with the sheer volume of volume fire that's in the meta. It's getting a little bit easier to pick off some of these light arc nodes. The arm 17 isn't what it used to be, and the awkward 12 isn't what it used to be. So giving yourself the option for set defense, if the opponent decides to charge you, giving yourself a little bit more resistance with the assault shield and taking better advantage of the feat, being arm 23. The jackal gets real annoying real quick. It's definitely workable, definitely worthwhile. A lot of times I will run a single arc node that's the cheap one, and then I'll run a bloodthirster jackal with the pole arm and assault shield. This kind of combines the two, saves some points, saves you about 5 points over the other. I like the additional body generally, but I'm not opposed to what we've got working here. It's definitely an interesting choice. And then we've got Oriax, an Oriax with an arc node, pole arm, and clawed fist. Second jackal, arc gnome, pole arm, and clawed fist. Tyrant with a hunter head, belcher, and claw. A ravener, double champion, a Mulgrith, triple reaver commander, Therian Vanek, single unit of assault reavers. With standard bearer, you got a single unit of rock carriers, double axers, you got defenses of barrier fire pit, defenses, grave robbing, hit and run, power swell, and put out the fires. Interesting stuff here. I like the Jackals quite a bit. Set defense is quite the rule in Oryx with the Starcrossed that he's able to provide out. Having a lot of solos, also good with Oryx. The one piece that I'm a little iffy on is the Hunter Belcher Claw Tyrant. It does let you clear out some single wound infantry, which can be problematic for the Oryx list. But I think maybe you take the take one of the Reaver commanders out and just go with the two, and then make that Tyrant a little more role intensive, or maybe give him dial him up a little bit over what you have here. I feel like maybe Scything Claw would be better for the 13 points if you want to just stay at the 13 points. I don't know that the Belcher is bringing you much. Where if you're concerned about having some spot removal, maybe we look at tinkering with the Axers, or one of the units of Axers, into something else. That would be a consideration, a thought potentially. But overall, good list. I like a lot of what we have going on here. If the in the Hunter, Tyrants are never bad. Generally, there are varying levels of optimization. The Belcher is a pretty good weapon. The Claw is always good. It's just the combination of those two together as your primary Tyrant is interesting. I think maybe making him two Jackals would have also been something I would have considered, because I think Oryx does very well with Jackal spam as a potential. But interesting to see how this works out for the Orgoth player. And then rounding to home, we have First Army. We have Siege Brisbane with a Hunter, a Triumph, double blockhouses, Captain Max Finn, Anson Hitch, double gunner, sniper trencher, triper cannon crew, Captain Cree. We've got trencher commandos, a trencher commando officer, double express team, double trencher infantry, blessing the gods, breakthrough, careful reconnaissance, old faithful, and put out the fires. We also have Lieutenant Alistair Kane. We have Ace. We have a Hurricane. We've got double blockhouse. We've got Anson Hitch, patrol dog, squire, double trencher master gunners. We've got single trench sniper, two units of rangers, one trencher cannon crew, Captain Carly. We've got a trencher combat engineer and two trencher express teams, breakthrough, careful reconnaissance, power swell, put out the fires, and sentry duty. So it's a very interesting team composition here. You got a mix of old school and new school. I think the two new school armies are very good and are going to pose a lot of problems in the pairing matchup. Same thing with the Thornfall Alliance and Secret Dominion. And then First Army is just generally good in this particular scenario packet. They're able to go very wide. They're able to stay around a long time. They do a lot of what you want in SR 2024. So they're a team to definitely watch out for in composition, and I think they've got a real lock on team spirit potentially as well, because all of their list names are themed. So you get to check that out and enjoy Team 12 with aerosol deodorant from Costco by the pallet. So we're going to go ahead and end our episode here, and we'll be back to review more of the teams for the Boker Brawl.